Well, I want to talk with you tonight on the subject. I've been generally touching on Christmas, but I'm just going to tie in with Christmas what the subject that I'd like to talk to you about anyhow, because it's easy to blend the two subjects together. We've been talking about the importance of the Word of God and whether or not we understand it or not. What in the world is that? Well, that's sound comes out of that right there. But something's happening here. Yes. Excuse me 1 second as I attempt. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Sounds like we've got it under control now. Amen. But we've been talking about, even on Sundays, we've been talking about the importance of the Word of God. And here's how important it is. None of us would be here if it weren't for the Word of God, because the Bible says that God spoke the world into existence. It also says that he framed the worlds by his words. It also says that he upholds the world by his words. So we know that the way that everything has been created has been with words. That we speak things into existence. That's what faith is. Faith is believing. But faith also, besides believing, what else does faith do? Faith speaks. The Bible says that we believe in our heart and do what? Confess with our mouth. So we believe in our heart what? Whatever we believe. And if we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, we speak it and we're saved. That's how it works. So that words are things that take on substance every time they're spoken. So the Bible says that we're to call those things that are not as though they were. If we're to call things that are not as though they were, how do we do that? We speak it, right? So, you know, once again, it's words. How did God create? God created with his word. How are you and I going to create? We're going to create with the Word. But not only that, we have to have faith and take God at his Word. If we take a look at that, and even if we take a look at the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, all that took place simply because an angel came to Mary and said, highly favored and blessed one, you're going to have a child. And you're going to have a child even though you haven't been with a man. And he's going to be the Savior of the world. And she says, I don't understand that, but let it be to me as you said. And so what happened? When the angel spoke to her, and that had to be a pretty scary experience too, right? A young girl having an angel from heaven come and speak to her. Tell her how highly favored she is and that she's going to have a baby. and that it's not going to be from man, it's going to be from God. That's faith. But she believed God, and she said it. She said, "Let it be to me as you said." And guess what happened? Because she believed it, she gave voice to it. So if she gave voice to it, what was she doing? She was speaking it. And people would ask, "Well, you're pregnant," and she's like, "Yes, I'm pregnant, but it's not by a man; it's by God." And she told her cousin that. She told people that. She even told Joseph that. Joseph didn't believe it, but God come and told Joseph that that's what it was. And Joseph decided that he was going to stick with her because he was going to believe God too. So not only was Mary a person of faith who took God at his word, but so was Joseph. Just imagine in those days, if a woman wasn't a virgin, you could put her away. And she would live pretty much a desolate life for the rest of her life. And so the people made fun of him going, "Yeah, your girlfriend's pregnant and she says that it's God's." Yeah, right. But guess what? He stayed faithful to the word and he stayed faithful to Mary. And lots of times we talk about Mary and the virgin birth, but we forget that Joseph was a great man of faith too. And why is that? Because not only do you and I create by speaking, but you and I also create by receiving and believing the word that's already been spoken. When we speak words of faith, then we release spiritual material. I like to call them containers. Words are containers. And when we speak them, they contain whatever it is that we need, the material, the spiritual material necessary to bring things to pass. So, actually, the virgin birth was born from the Word. The entire creation was born from the Word. You and I were born from the Word. You and I will create things by the Word, and we're going to receive things by faith that we believe that's in the Word. And it's all very important to believe. So turn with me, if you would, tonight to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we want to go to verse 17. And here's what lots of people don't understand. Words produce harvest just as soon as they're spoken. It may not be that we're seeing the harvest in our hands. So let's say that a sickness has attacked your body and you say, "I'm healed." Well, as soon as you speak that word, "I'm healed," the healing has already taken place, right? Now, we may not have manifested it yet, but words produce substance as soon as they're spoken. So look at 1 Samuel chapter 3, and let's go to verse 17. And he said, "What is this word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you." Now, that you remember that was the Eli was the priest at that time. And Samuel had been given to Eli to raise. Because remember, Samuel's mother couldn't have a child. And because she couldn't have a child, she was in the temple. And when she was in the temple, she was praying and she was weeping. And Eli went over to her and started saying, "Look, I can't believe that you came into the house of God drunk," because she was sitting there crying. But as she was crying, she was kind of mumbling in her voice, like, you know. And he goes, "I can't believe you would come in here after you've been drinking." And she goes, no, please don't think that's what it is. She goes, "I'm without a child. And I was just praying and asking God for a child." And he said, "And you know what? This time next year, you're going to have a child." And she said, "If I have a child, then I'm going to dedicate that child to God." And what happened? The Bible says that she weaned her child. And after she weaned her child, she took that child to the temple, Samuel. And God began to speak to Samuel. But he didn't know it was God. He didn't hear the voice. But then later, Eli the priest goes, yeah, that's God. Because remember, he called for him three times. And he says, yes, sir. He goes, I didn't say anything to you. Three times he did that. And then what happened? He said, you know what, son, this is God trying to talk to you. Next time that voice comes, just go ahead and listen to what the voice says. And he goes, and don't you hide a word. Let me know what it was. And do you remember the story? The story was that Eli's kids were not doing what they were supposed to. And he was going to destroy them or allow them to be destroyed because they weren't serving God. So words produce substance as soon as they're spoken. As a matter of fact, Eli's sons were doing things that they weren't supposed to do, and both of them were struck dead while he was telling them the story. So, as soon as the words are spoken, they have substance. Amen? So, when Eli referred to God's words, he used the word thing, which is translated debar, and it's an interchangeable word used in the Bible to describe both words and objects. So that word debar means things which are words or objects. Most of the time, people have tried to translate it into objects, but really, it's referring to words. When words are spoken, they are heard, but not immediately seen. Okay? So words are spoken, and as soon as they're spoken, substance is given to those words. The Bible says that with our words we can give life, and with words we can give death. People say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that's a lie from hell, because words can absolutely hurt you. Words can kill you, because soon as words go forth, substance is given to those words, right? So if a parent tells their kid, you're never going to amount to anything, you'll never do anything in your life, guess what? They're speaking curses over that person's life. It could kill them and anything that they would be doing. So words eventually produce tangible things. So, I mean, if you continue to curse somebody's life and curse somebody's life and curse somebody's life, you know what? Unless they understand who they are in Christ, they'll just allow that to happen. So, if you bless somebody, they'll believe that they're blessed. I'll give you an example. When I pray over our meals, I always pray, Lord, thank you for this food, for the nourishment of our bodies. I pray, Lord, thank you for the hands that prepared it. But I always say, Lord, thank you that sickness and disease is far from us and we're happy, healthy, wealthy. Well, guess what? As soon as I speak that, I'm not just speaking that over the meal. I'm speaking words. And we're bringing existence to those words when we speak that. As a matter of fact, Dylan's girlfriend, when she comes over to the house, that she says, that's my favorite part when you say that, happy, healthy, wealthy. Because you know what? She's never been around anybody that prays for the food, that says, Lord, thank you that we're happy, healthy, wealthy. She's not been around anywhere where they say sickness and disease is far from us. She's never been around any of that. So what's happening is we're speaking that into her life and we're speaking that over our family. Words were, not only when we speak them, do they immediately have substance to them, but words were the keys to the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. So, I want you to turn your Bibles with me tonight to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. What happened to him? Well, how did he hit his head? Here. Here, let me pray for that, okay? Lord, right now in Jesus' name, I pray that you would touch his head, that that swelling would not go any farther, that it'll go down. That, Father, that there's no repercussions from it. Your angels were all around him. He's healed, healthy, whole, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your protection on his life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now listen, look at me. Look at me. When I talk in church, you don't talk. You understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Love you. Okay. So, anyhow, words were the keys to the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Look with me, if you would, Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Sometimes people, when we talk about that, we speak, we call things that are not as though they were. Sometimes people don't get it that there's not anything that you read in the Bible that it didn't happen that way. Somebody would come to Jesus and say, heal my body, Jesus. And he'd say, go wash in the pool of Siloam and you'll be healed. What happened when they went and washed in the pool of Siloam? They were healed. He spoke it. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll receive my healing. What did she do? She fought through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment, got healed. A guy said, I've got a servant that's sick. And Jesus goes, well, good, I'll go heal him. He goes, no, you don't have to come into my house. I'm a man under authority. I understand authority. All you got to do is speak it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the machines, but why you have a car with the stuff? I asked it too much to finish at a car door.
Really?
Yeah.
She okay?
Huh?
Okay?
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah. Who is that?
Well, my friend.
Well, we'll pray for her after service, okay?
No, I asked my to finish at a car door.
Who did? You did? Oh, I thought you said she did. You shut it, you in their door.
Yeah. It,
your mom's friend's door.
What I said is, while y'all were stuff in her car, I said smash her foot in her car door.
Uh-huh.
In her car door.
In her car door.
Yeah.
But you did it. Okay, well, we'll pray for you after church.
Okay.
But let me show you something. Turn with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Luke 1, other side of your head, son. There ain't no bump on that side. Maybe you got bumps all over.
He said it's better now.
No, you got to put it on your head. Lord, we pray for wisdom. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent to by God to a city of Galilee. Hey, what? If I'm talking, are you talking? Okay, then be quiet. Now, as the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. And then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb, and bring forth his son, and you shall call his name Jesus. So the angel came to Mary, and what did he do? He presented the word to Mary. And he presents the word to Mary. And how did he present it? He said it like this. He said, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And she was troubled and said, "Why are you telling me this? Who are you to be telling me this?" And says, "And behold, you have found favor with God. Don't be afraid. And you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." But you know what? The angel presented the words to Mary, but only she had the authority to bring the word from God to pass. In other words, because God had spoken it to her, the only person that could make that happen would be her. How? She believe it. And that she would speak it. The same thing goes with you and I. When we read the Word of God and we see promises in the Word of God, then the only person that can bring those words from God to pass in their life is us. So if sickness has attacked our body, we need to say, "By the stripes Jesus took to his back, I'm healed." We need to say, "I'm blessed and I'm prosperous." You need to say, "I'm God's favorite. Everywhere I go, people treat me good because I'm God's favorite." So those words could only be brought to happen if Mary spoke them, because the word was spoken to her. And when Mary gave a voice to the word, what happened? A thing was released. A substance was released into her life. And conception takes place just as soon as we give voice to a thing. So just like when the angel told her that she was going to have a child and she spoke it and said, "Let it be to me as you say," then guess what? She spoke forth that word. When she spoke forth that word, conception happened immediately. Well, when you and I speak forth words, conception happens immediately. Let me give you an example. We say that we received it by faith when we believed, right? So when I get something in my heart and I believe it and I speak it, that's when I received it. And people go, "Yeah, but you don't have it." Well, let me give you an example. If I take my bank card, right, and I get online and I order a computer, okay, and I pay for it with my bank card, and then I get this confirmation that says, "We have received your money, the computer is yours." Do I have it? It's not. I'm not holding it in my hand, but is that computer mine?
Yeah.
The same thing happens with faith. When we say, "Hey, sickness has attacked me. I got snot running down my nose. My eyes are all running. I don't feel good. Feels like somebody wrapped me up in a blanket and beat me." And I go, "By the stripes Jesus took to his back, I'm healed." And people go, you're lying. You are not healed." No, what am I doing? I'm speaking life to those words. And the moment I speak it, it's conceived in my heart and in my life. So very important. Conception takes place as soon as we give voice and a voice of faith to whatever it is we're believing God for. The angel told Mary that her conception would be supernatural. In other words, it's not going to be that you're going to be with a man. It's going to be that you're going to be born of the seed of God, and you're going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And it referred to Jesus as what? A holy thing. Well, Jesus is a holy thing. Look at Luke 1 and look at verse 35. Luke 1. Verse 35 says this, "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God.'" In other words, it said, the Holy One is to be born. It's a holy thing is going to happen to her. So the conception was supernatural. Listen, when sickness has attacked my body, and I say by the stripes Jesus took to his back, I'm healed. As soon as I say that, conception has been given to that word. Now, that doesn't mean that manifestation has come. It just means that I've conceived by that word that I spoke. Now, sometimes that takes time. We know that in the Bible, there one time, Daniel prayed. Well, it took him, 14 days for the prayer to be answered. And he said, how come that happened? He said, well, the moment that you prayed, God heard your prayer. But there was a fight in the heavenlies, and we had to break through those spiritual forces to get the answer to you. In other words, God heard us when we prayed. God also hears us when the word's conceived in our lives. Sometimes it takes longer than others. Why? Sometimes we need to get ourselves right to receive. Sometimes it's not that we need to get ourselves right to believe. Sometimes it's just that there's a spiritual battle going on, and the battle has to be won before we can receive. But it's a supernatural thing. When we speak forth God's word and believe God's word, it's a supernatural thing that happens in our life, because God immediately puts conception to that word. The virgin birth only happened when the Holy Spirit intervened to carry out the words that Mary had spoke. See, if the angel had come and spoke to Mary, and Mary didn't believe it, and Mary didn't speak it, then it would have never happened with Mary. But it only happened the way it happened because Mary believed God and spoke the word that was given her. Mary's cousin Elizabeth, she got pregnant, and that was evidence that all things are possible with God, because she had been barren all those years. Look with me, if you would, at verse 36 of this same chapter. It says, "Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren." So she's past childbearing age, but she's pregnant with John the Baptist. And she said, and you know what? She's been called barren all these years, but you can't call her barren anymore. She's 6 months pregnant. So they had called her barren. You speak barren, barren, barren over somebody, they're going to be barren. But if you speak that there's going to be no barren womb among you, then as the scripture promises us in Deuteronomy 28, then we know that that's going to happen. It's speaking the word. It says, "For with God, nothing is impossible." When Mary verbally accepted the word of God and spoke it over her life, she became pregnant. Look at verse 38. This is at the moment that Mary conceived. It says, "Then Mary said, 'Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." So here comes the angel. "Hey, blessed and highly favored are you among women." And she goes, "I'm troubled at this thing. Who are you?" He goes, "Don't be afraid. I've come from God, and you're going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And not only are you going to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit, but you're going to have a child. And when you have this child, his name's going to be called Jesus, and he's going to be the Savior of the world." And then he goes on to say, "The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. And when that happens, the highest is going to overshadow you. It's going to be a supernatural thing. He's going to be the Holy One." And he says, "And not only that, remember your cousin that was barren? She's not barren anymore. She's 6 months pregnant." And Mary goes, "Okay, let it happen to me just exactly as you said." That's at the very moment that she conceived. When she said, "Let it be to me as you have just said," that's the moment that it happened. Mary agreed with the word And when she agreed with the word and spoke it over her life, just the same way you and I are going to conceive the word in our lives, then the thing that she spoke materialized into the natural world. So when you and I read the word and we believe that that word's for us, when we begin to speak that word over our life, that's when it's going to materialize and become, and we're going to receive what it is that we're believing from God. So it's very important that we speak forth those things from God. Let me read something else to you. Let's finish this up. It says, "Now Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary," this is the cousin that was pregnant, "that the babe leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?'" So this is her cousin, but she's saying, "You're also the mother of my Lord. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed." Look at verse 45. "Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." So Mary believed God. And because Mary believed God, she received the fulfillment of the things that God told her was going to happen. She fulfilled the thing in Mary's life for which she had believed him for. So the angel tells her she's going to have the baby and that it's going to be the Lord and it's going to happen by the Holy Spirit. She goes to Elizabeth, who the baby leaps for joy in her womb. She's filled with the Spirit. And back then, everybody wasn't filled with the Spirit yet. Jesus hadn't been born, and he hadn't ascended into heaven. The only people that were filled with the Holy Spirit was prophet, priests, and kings. So he came upon Elizabeth to prophesy to Mary and say, "The thing that the Lord has told you has been done." But why is that? Because she believed the word. And not only did she believe it, she spoke it. And when she believed God, she received it because she believed him and she spoke it. So everything to the virgin birth, everything in your life, in our life, in anything that we read in Scripture, it happened because the people received the word of God and they believed. And when they did, they spoke it. What about David? David comes out, this big giant. David's a young boy. This big giant's going, "I'm going to kill you, boy." Everybody in Israel was scared. Even the king was scared. And David goes out there and he goes, "Listen." He goes, "I've killed me a lion. I've killed me a bear. And today I'm going to cut your head off. And this battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. And he will deliver you into my hands." And what did he do? He takes a little rock, puts it in a slingshot, hits him between the eyes, knocks him down. And it wasn't the rock that killed him. He ran over to Goliath, took Goliath's sword, and cut his head off with it. Well, guess what? That's God. And what was David doing? David was speaking the word of God. And when he spoke the word of God, what happened? He went over and he goes, "The Lord's going to give me your head today." And what happened? He went over and cut his head off. Right? So we know that when we speak the word, when we're faithful and we speak the word, that's when we give life to the word. When we believe God and speak his word over our lives, we can receive the things that we speak. Well, what kind of things are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about anything that God's promised us in the Word. You know, we talk regularly about about being saved. He's promised that. He's promised about our being healed. He's promised our being delivered. Delivered from what? Anything that holds us back from receiving the best from God. He'll deliver us from problems and situations and circumstances and addictions and habits and all those types of things. He said, we talk about being blessed and prosperous and all those types of things. We talk about having favor. But there's all other kinds of things in the scripture that we can believe God for. Do we believe those things? Well, we ought to. And if we really believe them, we're going to speak them. When we speak them, we're going to receive them because we're giving life to those words when we speak it. Amen? Stand with me, and I hope that helped you. Lord, right now we just ask that you touch Sarah's body, heal it in Jesus' name. We're sorry that door was shut on her.